Welcome back and happy Tuesday. I am so excited about my beloved guest today. I have had the honor of calling her my dear friend for some time, and she is just all over the world, all over the internet with some of the great work that she's been doing. So I have actually featured her before on Tech Tuesday when we were just getting started about a year and a half ago, and she is back in full force, Mrs. Jill Castilla, who is President, CEO, and Vice Chairman at Citizens Bank of Edmond. So Jill, thank you so much for coming back and spending some time with us over video.
Yay, thanks, Scarlett. It's my honor.
Happy to have you here. So we just said your title. It's a big title. You got a lot going on. The world, we can't talk about what's happening in financial services in 2020 without talking about COVID, the impact of COVID, and then specifically, especially for you, what's happening with PPP. So you have been doing a lot of amazing things. There's partnerships with Mark Cuban, there's new websites rolled out. Just give us an idea of what role you and Citizens Bank of Edmond play with PPP.
Yeah, so we're just a small community bank in the suburb of Oklahoma City, but we really take ownership for the small business community, and that we really have felt like it was our responsibility to step up and be those economic first responders in this time of crisis. So whenever we saw that COVID was having an impact on our local businesses, we immediately reached out to them to offer deferments before any kind of regulator encouragement to do so. And then we saw a post from Mark Cuban about wanting to partner with a community bank once the stimulus money was allocated, knowing that it was going to take several weeks for it to get to communities and citizens. He wanted to partner with a community bank to get the money out quickly. And so we rapidly, within a few days, launched an overdraft program to kind of allow folks to overdraw their accounts so they could get access to those funds and get food on their family's table. And that led to a really neat partnership. But along the way, we were just trying to stay very engaged in our small business community, relay to senior leadership and agencies and the Senate in D.C., and staying really at the drawing table as that first CARES Act was deployed so that we could really help shape solutions to help these small businesses. There was already a blueprint in place for what happens in the economic crisis based upon the financial crisis in 08 and 09. But this was so much different. It wasn't capital markets that were suffering. There are tools to be able to address that, but there really wasn't for these independent small businesses. And so PPP came out roaring. You know, we were highly engaged and communicating with the SBA on how that should be improved. And when the round two came in, and we had lots of fintech partnerships that allowed us to go expeditiously and get those funds as quick as we could to community that we were serving. But we started to see on social media lots of engagement, especially in urban centers on the coast, that there wasn't access to PPP, that banks weren't participating, or only certain types of customers were allowed to have access to those funds. And so we started seeing these big gaps, which continued the conversation with Mark Cuban, knowing that that process was also very intimidating for those small businesses. When forgiveness came around and there was an 11-page application, Mark reached out and said, you know, we've got to do something. These businesses, you know, aren't going to be able to pursue forgiveness. They're going to be stuck with these loans. And so we were able to tap into one of those fintech partnerships that we had prior to that relationship with Cuban to see if they would be interested in building a site available for all. We actually have a separate solution internally for our customers, but something that would be easy to use for these small businesses that maybe don't have access to a community bank or a banking relationship, to have a guided walk through an application so that they end up with a PDF at the end that they can save or email to their bank. And so with the hope all along that this website would become obsolete, we wanted that, and we're still actively engaging with the Senate and the SBA and the Treasury to simplify this application for forgiveness or even provide blanket forgiveness for some of the smaller small businesses. So it's been this really interesting time of kind of managing the bank. You know, we got 95% of our bank working from home almost immediately. So those investments in early technology allowed us a ton of flexibility. We started curbside banking where our customers basically, just like you're at a restaurant, can schedule an appointment, text, call in. We go and we serve them in their curbside slot, kind of like a McDonald's. We stole approaches from the Chick-fil-A to try to expedite people through our drive-thru when we close our branch. So you're really, on a micro level, focus on your customers, but then feeling this responsibility at a macro level to represent the small business community and develop solutions for them, whether they bank at a large bank or a community bank.
That's fascinating, and I have been so happy to watch the journey from afar, and of course check in with you as you've been going through this process. And one thing that I think has really helped position you and Citizens Bank to be so successful in this is that you kind of alluded to a little bit, is that you were already putting these processes in place ahead of time, and we're really thinking about that from the get-go. And you've also, because you're a community bank, I mean, community is so central to who you are. And just, I have always loved hearing about how, you know, you have those, that big kind of farmer's market and events that you guys do on the weekends where there's tens of thousands of people, and you make sure that you yourself are always there as CEO, but that, you know, Citizens Bank is certainly present. So you really focus on your community at the hyper-local level and then from a state level. So I'm curious, too, with everything that's happened, how you and how Citizens has tried to really play at that kind of local and state level to help others in the community and to think about solutions more broadly.
I had great advice given to me a couple of years ago by a friend, Chris Lawrence, who's now in the credit union industry, but used to be at the Independent Community Bankers Association. And he, you know, sometimes it's hard for us to get to the table whenever you're not someone that's been in the industry for, you know, tens of, you know, 5 decades, or your father wasn't some industry titan. It's hard to get to the table. And so he said, just make it where if you're not at the table, the table doesn't have legitimacy, that your voice is so important to be at the table that you're called to be there because it's just ridiculous if you're not. And, you know, that advice really stuck with me, to not even try to push to get somewhere, but to just try to have the greatest amount of expertise, the most connections, authentically engaged in all different levels of the community and all different levels of the industry and all different levels of agencies and government. So then whenever you get to these moments of crisis and leadership is called for, then you have an army of people around you and you have the expertise that you're being called to the table. And so that certainly happened here for us. I had some great advocates for our bank and for me, people saying Jill needs to be here. My team needs to be at the table with the discussion. So we, knowing that CARES money was coming to Oklahoma, we were able to pitch really informally an idea that was, utilizing an SBA program, the disaster bridge loan, and to subsidize it and provide 100% guarantee so we could get money to small businesses. It wasn't very well received by the banking community here, but then, I really believe that if you do good, you'll do well. And, you know, we were reassessing like, well, this is a really stupid idea. Maybe we shouldn't be considering this as a solution. And then Mark, and just yesterday, emailed me, Mark Cuban, and just asked if I could be engaged in this, in the Forbes Under 30 hackathon that they were having for Detroit. And they were speaking to exactly this issue, needing some type of liquidity source for small businesses that didn't qualify for PPP, or maybe PPP wasn't enough. And they fully embraced this idea of using the disaster bridge loan as an option, and kind of this little known pilot program that the SBA has. And so, you know, it's just getting to the table, being prepared. You know, I didn't come when I went to the state with a packet of information to pack out, to pass out. I came with a general idea, and I was able to hear what their thoughts were and then modify my idea or thoughts to address what their needs were. And to be, you know, that's where I think you really can approach something in confidence and make sure that you're in the right room with the right people, that you have the expertise, you're able to adjust your idea and also be humble enough to be able to modify things to meet the needs for others. And so state, maybe I haven't had as much success making an impact other than kind of getting them to think a little bit more broadly about some situations and sharing things, but it's really benefited us on a national level, especially with our congressional delegation, who has stayed almost in daily contact with us, both our Democrat representative as well as our Republican senators. That really getting our counsel as they consider different solutions for, especially for small businesses and sometimes the overall economy. We've also had a lot of engagement with the Federal Reserve and continue to be kind of pushing the social media. It just cannot be overemphasized how impactful it can be, because again, this army of people that you've worked really hard to authentically become friends with and advocates for, that whenever you need to get access to an agency or to someone in power, the doors start opening. In fact, that's how we got access to Mark Cuban. Someone, a friend through the fintech community, saw it on social media and was able to give us his email address and connect us that way. So, you know, that in connection on social media really provides you the influence. And influence trumps power every single time. And so, you know, utilizing those expertise, garnering these great friends allows you to have influence and get to some of these discussions in times of crisis that you may not otherwise have access to.
Loved that. Influence trumps power. That will be the tweetable moment from this. There are so many great things that came out of that, but that's something to think about. And it's definitely true. It's about kind of really that community aspect, but at scale through social and taking advantage of, but in an authentic way, of that network that you have spent so much time tirelessly building. And that's incredible. All right, Jill. Well, thank you so much. Don't want to take any more of your time. I know you have a very busy day. For all of you, if you want to hear more about Jill's background, this process, the website, the ppp.bank, will certainly be included as well. So you can find more information there. If you have other questions for Jill or myself, go ahead and include them in the comments below. We will do our best to get back. Like I said, this woman is a busy lady, so we will do it with care. But as always, my dear, so inspired by you, appreciative to be your friend, and looking forward to seeing where you go next.
Thanks so much, Scarlett.
All right, until next week, signing off.